All right, KX93.5, and we've got a very special treat for you today. He is now the son of a congressman. He's Dylan Ruda. He's live in studio. His dad, Harley Ruda, just won the 48th district. But more importantly, he's got a new song. We're going to hear that in a little bit, but he's also going to play live for us in studio. So, Dylan Ruda, welcome back. Whenever you're ready, let's have you take that first song away, which is called The Last Goodbye.
First shift in that new job in the restaurant on the cliffs. I walk in and the first thing that I see in front of me, oh, is picture perfect. And I remember you showing me the ropes and sneaking outside and having us a smoke. And champagne from the buffet made our Sunday ritual. We drink and talk until it's time for a close. Oh, and I'd walk you out and we'd say goodnight. We'd go our separate ways and live our separate lives, but I never thought, no, I never realized that there'd be a last goodbye. And I remember staring at the sand and talking about our master plans. But we never talked about what we really thought. I guess we just knew right where we stand. Oh, and I'd walk you out and we'd say goodnight. We'd go our separate ways and live our separate lives, but I never thought, no, I never realized that there'd be a last goodbye. Last day, and I know I have to see if she feels the same way about me. I couldn't believe her brand new diamond ring. And just like that, there goes my everything. Oh, and I walked her out and we said goodnight. We went our separate ways and lived our separate lives, oh. And in that moment, oh, I realized that this is the last goodbye.
Dylan Ruda, in studio on KX93.5. Dylan, I'm going to cry. What the heck, man?
Sorry.
I didn't know we were going to be so heartfelt. Las Brisas chick. Where'd she go? She's gone.
Yeah, just gone, man. Yeah. You know? I love the little Las Brisas plug. I told Tyler beforehand that I used to work at Las Brisas.
Right. That was the restaurant on the cliff, by the way.
That was the restaurant on the cliff.
If you were listening carefully to the song.
There's some truth in my music, man.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
Well, Dylan Ruda is back in studio. I'm pretty sure the last time he was here, he was a senior in high school,
yeah.
I think.
I think I was here last time with you was when I was a senior
in high
school.
Yeah, which was 5 years ago, right? Four or five years ago.
Who's counting?
Okay, so now you're graduated college?
Yeah, I didn't graduate. Sorry, Mom and Dad. But
okay.
I left early from Berklee College of Music.
Well, you know somebody in the government now.
Yeah, I do. I do. Pretty close with him.
Right.
Might have to write a few emails, but I think he'll get back to me.
Yeah.
Yes, my dad was just recently elected to Congress.
Hey, congrats, man.
Thank you.
The whole family must be ecstatic.
It's crazy because, I was still in school. my dad told us he was going to do this
thing. At Berklee College of Music, by the way, right?
Yes. Yeah. And I just remember now looking back, it seems so long ago, but it's crazy how much has happened since then. He called us because it was a big family decision, you know? It wasn't just like, hey, I'm doing this, like, hope you guys are cool with it. He was really, really vocal with us. Like, if you guys are, you know, this is going to be a really family-oriented thing.
Yeah.
We want your support going forward. And my mom really pushed him to do it. And the Women's March after Donald Trump's inauguration was a really big factor in showing that there's a lot of divide in the country and people that are willing to step up and try and end some of that division and unite people in the middle is what my dad started his campaign on. That's how he ran it, and that's what he hopes to do when he gets there.
Did he really think he was going to win?
I'll tell you, from the very beginning, yes. And then during the primary, we won the second spot by 125 votes.
I remember.
And I had friends. The best thing about this process for me, just one of the many incredible learning parts of this process, was that a lot of people didn't think their vote mattered my mm-hmm. age. There's not a lot of emphasis on local politics. It's all about presidential elections. And there's the Electoral College. There's, you know, 300 million people voting or whatever.
Right.
And so people are like, my vote doesn't matter. And it was kind of a silver lining to my dad only winning that second spot by so little, was I could go to my friends who are not really involved in the political process mm-hmm. and say 125 people are the reason my dad's campaign continued and we're going to the general election.
Yeah.
Like, that's 125 people that you've talked to. That's how many people do you talk to in one day? You know, take a few days, talk to a few people, and you can change an election. And that, putting into that perspective, like, some of my best friends didn't vote because they didn't think it mattered. And I was like, it really, really does matter.
Yeah.
So now I'm happy to say that it's not certified by the registrar yet, but my dad's up over 10,000 votes.
Yeah.
And is in D.C. right now. Maybe listening in. So, hey, pops. Hey, mom. And
yeah. I heard you're going to go over there for the inauguration.
For the swearing-in ceremony.
Yeah, the swearing-in.
The whole family is going to go. And I'm so excited. I haven't been to D.C. since I was a little kid.
Yeah.
And I'm super, super excited.
Probably something you never pictured happening in your family.
I mean, no, it's crazy because I think my dad has always had some form of interest in it, but never vocal about it with the family. It's not like we'd sit down, you know, when I was a kid in Ohio, you'd be like, you know, one day I'm going to run for office. It was never, that was never part of it. And I don't know if my dad even thought about it in the beginning of like this election cycle, if it was what immediately popped to mind. I think he thought, you know, I'm in a position where I can contribute to a campaign or I can, you know, donate money and try and help things. I think it was my mom who really was the one who was like, you should do this. You know, you're perfect for this district, representing this district and trying to bring some decency back to politics. So, but like, it's crazy. This is not even a joke. I remember watching the election in 2016. And being like, I wonder what it's like to be on that stage, like be one of the family members, how crazy that is. I swear, I'm not even kidding. I talk about this all the time.
Yeah.
And when Obama, I remember watching President Obama's inauguration, I had the same thought. I was like, I wonder what it's like being that kid, like being Malia or Sasha.
Yeah.
And then I found myself at the Marriott in Newport on election night,
standing
on
that stage
next to my dad. And I had a little moment in my head. I was like, oh, that's what it feels like.
Full circle,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, full circle is just crazy.
Yeah, it's really cool.
So proud of what they've accomplished together. It really has been a team effort with my mom and my dad and the amazing team that they built and 5,000 volunteers. It was really, really humbling to see.
Yeah, really cool. Well, you made a pretty smart business decision, I'm guessing, by releasing a single the day after the election.
Day before, actually.
Day before.
And there was a reason. I talked to my dad about it. So the song that you're going to play in a little bit is called Born to Stand Out. And so for those who don't know, our family's originally from Ohio. And I had music out on iTunes and other stuff when we moved to Malibu. And I was like, bowl cut, like Tostitos Fiesta Bowl, Ohio State, like double XL sweatshirt. Reebok track pants, first day of school, all white Adidas, and like I come to Malibu and it's like skinny jeans, like kind of what I'm wearing now, you know?
Sure, you've
definitely
converted
acclimated
now. Yeah.
to the California lifestyle.
Yeah,
but back then I walk into school and it was just, I was bullied so hard and it always stuck with me. Like there's that saying, you know, what would you say to yourself if you could go back in time and tell yourself anything? And I single out that moment. It was like 6 months of just kids just destroying me over my craft, my dream, what I wanted to be. So I wrote the song as kind of a letter to myself, and it's saying, you know, there's always going to be that adversity and you're going to overcome it. You'll learn how to, which I did. I mean, it's never going to go away entirely. There's always going to be people who see you doing what you love to do and try and take that away. So writing it was definitely cathartic for me, and writing music for me is very therapeutic in general, but this song had a lot of meaning to me, and my dad was going through a similar process, and I think there's a lot of that going on in the world today where there's a lot of negativity. So I put out this song is kind of like trying to say before everything gets crazy again, mm-hmm. in this on November 6th in this election cycle, and there's that huge divide. I talked to my parents. I'm like, I think this song is really great for this moment in time. And they were like, couldn't agree more. So released it, and it's gotten incredible reception, which has been really, really humbling to see. And it's very honest. Like, I'm going to play a song called Rainy Day later, which is going to be the next single. A lot different vibe. More of just like a chill song for, it's called Rainy Day. Not much under there. But Born to Stand Out was a lot of fun to make, and I'm just really happy that it's the comments are, you know, people who are going through similar experiences that I went through, and they're saying it's helping them, and that's ultimately the most amazing thing that you can accomplish in music is inspiring people the way that my heroes inspired me.
Very well said, man. Dylan Ruda, live in studio, coming off of a family congressperson win, and we're going to hear his new song. It's called Born to Stand Out. It's the recorded version now on KX93.5.
I don't get it. They don't understand. We try so hard. I know we'll make it through. It takes me by day, but I'm not worried about it.
Hey, what they can relate to and pick apart and you at the seams. It make you wish that you were something you can never be.
You can't keep us down.
right. That's the new single from Dylan Ruda, who's live in studio with us now. Born to Stand Out came out the day before Election Day, the day before his dad won a seat in Congress. Harley Ruda, our local hometown hero. Dylan, I love that song, man. Nice work.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. Good stuff. And he told us the whole story before about how he was bullied and his dad was going through some negativity, and it was just the right time to get that out.
Yeah. I think hopefully people get out of it what I got out of it, which is a little relief from that constant pressure we all face when you reach out to chase your dreams and get put down.
I'm glad it's over too. The election, I wasn't even in it. I was barely involved, and I'm glad it's over. So
yeah, it's definitely a big weight off the shoulders. Yeah. I mean, I'm actually out doing an interview for my music, and before it's like all focused on my dad. Not that he like asked us or required us.
Sure.
It's like we just really believe in what he's doing. So
now you get to do your career.
Yeah, my mom gets to, you know, go back to writing.
Yeah,
and gets to, because she's an incredible author. USA Today bestselling author. Going to plug my mom real quick.
Okay, got to plug the mom. Yeah, come on. It's not time for dad anymore.
Dad, all right, you won. Get out of here.
Anybody else do anything interesting?
My sister's an amazing screenwriter.
There you go.
And both of my brothers, if you have real estate needs, go to them. Shay and Trace Ruda.
There you go.
Yeah, they're going to have to buy me dinner after this one.
But your dad, you mentioned before, he got into Rolling Stone.
Yeah,
and
this is a little, okay. I was a big fan of all of the cool media hits my dad got. It was when my dad got interviewed in Rolling Stone, and no one gave me a heads up that my dad beat me to Rolling Stone. I was a little salty. I'm going to be honest. I was a bit salty. I'm not actually, but it was like weird. I was like, all right, dad, what album did you put out?
Did he at least plug you while he was?
No.
He's like, yeah, by the way,
my son is. Yeah, no. I mean, which is fair because it was like a lot going on in the world.
I don't know. That's the one time.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll take it up with him. Dad, if you're listening, you should have plugged me, man.
That's the least the one time.
Yeah. The one plug.
You released a song for him, you know? The least he could have
done.
Maybe not
for him, but in the spirit of what he's doing and what
I get.
He could have plugged it.
Yeah.
Come on,
well,
Dad.
He's made it pretty big now. He can probably be helpful.
Yeah, well, I don't think I'll ever talk to him again. You know, it's just too big now. That's sarcasm for those who can't see me.
I know that Dylan released this new single. We just played that. I know there's not a new album or an EP really associated with it.
On the way.
Yeah. So that's the single.
Yes.
And in a moment, you're going to hear another one. And we've been playing Dylan's music for 5+ years now.
Yeah.
In fact, you told me a great story a long time ago when you were 17 and we had just had you on. We just discovered your music.
Yeah.
Tell us what happened.
Okay. So I was in the car and I came on to Tyler's show. Like the first thing I did with my album, I was like, how do I get this out here? What do I do? And KX935 was definitely like kind of still building to where it is now.
Yeah.
You guys
we were brand
starting
new.
Out. Yep. I was brand new and trying to make something. And so it was pretty fitting. And I remember coming on the show and playing my EP with Tyler and having a great interview. And then I was in my car, and every now and again I would listen to the new CD because I was so proud of it. And also I just like wanted to hear it with fresh ears. And it's really embarrassing. Most artists will never tell you that they listen to their own music, but I totally was listening to my own. I was 17. It was my first
EP. Sure, of course.
So I get in the car, and I'm taking this girl that I like out to lunch, and my song is playing. And I'm mortified.
On our station.
It turns out it was, but I thought it was just my CD was playing in my car, and she gets in the car, and I'm like, oh, I'm listening to myself, like the lamest move ever. And then I look, and I'm like pressing radio on, like there was the option, like media or radio. I'm
right.
Pressing,
like,
I'm like,
rap,
I'm like, getting off, I'm like, and then I look, and it's like KX935, Dylan Ruda, can't tell a lie. I was like, yes, like it was, then I like
you were
know,
redeemed.
Sat back and I was like yeah, you know, it's whatever, it's just kind of every day.
So it turned from utter shame.
Yeah, it turned from shame and embarrassment and wanting to just get out of the car to being like, yeah, you know, it's just like not a big deal. It's what it is. Just.
And when I heard that story, I was most happy that a local 17-year-old was even listening to our radio station.
It was a win-win.
Yeah.
You know, you made me look really good in front of this this particular person.
She probably started listening again.
She probably did. Yeah. She was like, how often are you on there? I'm like, you know, me and Tyler go way back, so it's pretty much all the time.
So is she still around? Do we still know her?
Yeah, she's
still okay.
I mean, long this is high school, you know.
Okay,
everyone's off in college still, and
yeah,
it's I don't see a lot of. I've still got like my best friends from high school, of course, but it's like I haven't had the whole high school reunion experience yet.
Not yet.
Hoping I've got some more stuff under my belt before the reunion.
Okay,
you know,
something else to talk about.
Drive, yeah.
Other than like two records and a congressman dad, like just a little more to talk about at the reunion.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm driven, hopefully.
So are you going to go back to Berklee College of Music, or you're like,
no, I left for some cool opportunities. I'm still pursuing those same things. I'm writing a lot for other artists. I'm working with some incredible songwriters in LA and just getting to do what I love. And,
nice.
I've been in Orange County for a bit, especially for my dad's campaign, but I hope to get up to LA again soon, like move back up there permanently and just keep writing. It's the best, man. It's so fun. Yeah. It makes me better as an artist, and I get to write with other people. And
well,
it's just
don't
amazing.
Forget your hometown and your hometown radio station.
I will always
that has always embarrassed you.
Yeah,
you know?
and then not embarrassed.
Right,
me,
exactly.
Except, like, totally lifted up my game.
Don't forget us.
Never will.
Yeah,
it actually
reminds me of, like, the full circle our radio station has come. I mean, the fact that we've been here 5-6 years now, we can tell stories like that.
Totally.
From when you were in high school.
Right.
And now you're
I know, I feel like we're old, like, grandparents talking, like, do you remember when we had the radio station?
It helps remind me that we've been around for a minute.
Yeah,
so
you guys are
good.
Killing it. It's just onwards and upwards. Oh, well, shout out to all 22-year-olds, other people my age, Hart. Coming to town.
Thank you, Dylan. Yeah.
Go for it.
I've learned two things from Dylan today. One, that this is not a flash drive. Tommy, could you show this on the
Please
Facebook
show the viewers.
Live? For
that
a
is
moment?
A jewel pod. Not that I know anything about them other than their visual.
We tried to plug this into the PC and download some files, but it turns out it's for inserting into a vape pen.
Yes.
So I'm going to throw that away. I don't know why that's even here.
Okay, Tyler's going to throw it away. Quotation marks.
Into my vape.
Into his vape.
And,
Tyler's a cereal.
And I've also learned that 22-year-olds don't know Hart or Moby.
I do.
You do.
I do. I'm a weird 22-year-old who knows a lot of pop culture and past musicians.
Yeah. So anyway, we are holding a concert with Hart on December 8th. Nice.
Oh, that's it. They hit the harmonics. That's one of the first riffs I think every guitar player learned. So if you talk to a 22-year-old guitar player or younger, that's that's just power.
Okay. Just tell them that then. Then they'll know the band. So anyway, that's who's coming to our concert December 8th. Dylan's going to be there, and everybody else should be. We're going to hear one more single, your new single that's not out yet.
It's not out yet. So this song will come out in December, is the hope. It's, as we've discussed, it's been a little crazy. But I'm trying to get this song out before kind of all the Christmas music hits, which it already is, which is insane. That needs to stop.
Yeah, I know.
Too early. We haven't even had Thanksgiving. What's going on? You know? I've got a big... I'm going to write a strongly worded email to whoever's in charge of the Christmas song playing.
Again, you know people now.
I do. Yeah, exactly.
So this one's called Rainy Day. It's Dylan Ruta live and acoustic on KX93.5.
Picture to make it last in the pouring rain on the city cab. Oh, we're drawing hearts now on the glass. Oh, driver, please step on the gas. We'll drive quick and get home with more drinks and less clothes. Oh, there's no need to leave, baby, just stay on this rainy day. Sit on this rainy day, yeah. The raindrops pounding like a drum, and the storm clouds blocking out the sun. There's nowhere to go and nowhere to be, so stay in bed right here with me. We'll call work, we'll play sick, we'll make the bed then break it. Oh, there's no need to leave, baby, just stay on this rainy day. Sit on this rainy day, yeah. Oh, there's no need to leave, baby, just We'll make the bed and break it all. There's no need to leave, baby, just stay on this rainy day. Sit on this rainy day, yeah.
Yeah, man. Dylan Ruta live on KX93.5. Such guys. A pleasure to have you in, man.
Such a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we got to do this more than every 5 years.
I know. Okay. I don't want to see you when I'm 27.
Let's, I know. I don't even know.
How about this? When the EP comes out, I'll come here, play it.
Okay.
We'll sit down.
Yeah, I do a little show called Full Album Fridays where we play the whole thing.
You know what? I heard you do one of those with Young Mister.
Yeah.
And loved it. And I'd never heard of him before. And then that Pasadena, that's the song?
Yes.
Yeah. I heard that on the radio, and I heard you doing that. I was like, that is such a cool concept. And I was like,
Dylan listens to the radio station.
I do.
He's not just sucking up.
No, I'm not. This is 100. There's a very specific anecdote of my KX93.5 listening experience.
Well, so. I'm just glad to be a little part of your music story, you know, and I'm glad to still be involved with your family, and I hope to still be, man, in the future. So.
Of course, always will be. Love KX93.5. And yeah, you guys have my mom and dad on for the election.
Yeah, we just did a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah. So, thank you, guys.
Right on, dude. Where can people go to find the new music, find stuff about you, etc.?
So music is on anything, really. Apple Music, Spotify, Born to Stand Out is out now on all those. For future releases, you can go to my music. You can go to my website, DylanRuta.com, or you can go to Facebook, Dylan Ruta Music, Dylan Ruta Music on Instagram, just Dylan Ruta Music on all social media, and I'll keep you updated.
Got
on
it.
Stuff's coming out.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
Dylan Ruta, KX93.5. See you later.
For over 7 years, Oceanfront Recovery has been Laguna Beach's local resource for those seeking recovery from drugs.